98.1 KZE, good afternoon and welcome back. This is Will with you here. My guest this afternoon, Andrew Thomas of Brasserie 292 in Poughkeepsie. And this is continuing our series celebrating Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Speaking with many of the folks, the restaurant owners, the managers in this case, the chefs that helped to make Hudson Valley Restaurant Week the special experience that it is, kicks off this coming Monday, the 9th through March 22nd. 14 days with lunches for $20.95, dinners for $29.95. Full list of participating restaurants, all the details, HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. And my guest this afternoon, Andrew Thomas of Brasserie 292. Welcome to the program, Andrew.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time to come and chat with us. Let's talk a little bit about Brasserie 292. We're going to get into Hudson Valley Restaurant Week as well, but for those who are unfamiliar, you're the manager there.
Yes.
And it seems like Poughkeepsie, if you don't go to Poughkeepsie regularly, you're not aware necessarily. It seems like there's been this really cool kind of revival with a lot of restaurants and a kind of a new scene happening over the last 5 to 10 years.
Absolutely. I would totally agree with that. I think that it's Poughkeepsie is on the rise again. A lot of people might disagree with that, but I think that all of the restaurants that have come into the area and the new hot spots are doing good things for the area.
Yeah.
And Main Street in particular.
Yeah. It seems like there's a good energy there. You guys are on Main Street?
We're directly on Main Street. We're right around the corner from the convention center.
And it's a kind of a cool historic neighborhood, and the building you guys are in is kind of a cool building too.
Yeah,
right?
The Elting building is beautiful, and there's this big picture that we have in our foyer called "Looking Down Liberty," from taken in 1912.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there was a men's department store, Eli Elting's clothes, and bookshop, and they sold typewriters. And there's a lot of rich history in that building, and it's beautiful.
If you've never been to Brasserie 292, I definitely recommend checking out the website. It's brasserie292.com. And I recommend checking out not just the menu, but checking out the gallery, some of the photos there, the decor. I feel like some really cool kind of noir, kind of like cool crime movie scene. It could be filmed in your dining room. Have like what are those ceilings called? Like
the tin ceilings.
The tin ceilings. Describe it for us.
Yeah, it's a take on a Parisian bistro. We have a lot of customers come in and say that they've been to Paris, and the moment that they walk in the door, it takes them back. Red leather booths, old school tin ceiling, and a beautiful lit back bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice bistro. It's really comfortable.
Let's talk about Restaurant Week. You guys have been doing Restaurant Week for a few years now, right?
Yeah, since we opened, we've participated in Hudson Valley Restaurant Week.
What do you guys get excited about with the upcoming Hudson Valley Restaurant Week?
We really get excited about seeing new faces because I think people kind of are more brave during Restaurant Week.
Right?
Because they'll go and try places that they normally wouldn't, and they'll stretch from their comfort zone. And we love to see new faces, and I think that it's key. New faces are key because once they come in the door, we feel very confident that they'll want to come back through the door again.
Now, a big part of Restaurant Week, as many people know, and you can go to, again, HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com, full list of all the participating restaurants, is the inclusion of local ingredients. I think that that's something that people get really excited about.
Absolutely.
Certainly as part of, you know, the whole experience.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We work with a lot of local farms, local distilleries, local wineries to bring in the best fresh local products that we can and represent the Hudson Valley because there's really a lot out there. We have a great menu coming up with lots of local items from mm-hmm. local farms, and we're really excited about that and using local ingredients.
Is there any particular, I mean, have you gotten to see, okay, so you're the manager, you're in the kitchen from time to time, I would think.
Sure.
Have you gotten to see any of the stuff that the chefs are working on for next week?
Yeah, you know, we always kind of play it close to the vest, if you will, because we kind of go right down to the wire. We're going to announce our menu tomorrow, actually.
Okay.
So, and we start on Tuesday. We're closed on Mondays, and we'll start Restaurant Week on Tuesday, actually. And I know that they're really excited about it. From what they've talked about and what Mike and Alex have worked up is really exciting, and it just looks delicious.
Okay, so we won't hold you to it if one of these items I'm going to ask you to mention doesn't end up on the Restaurant Week menu, but
sure.
Give me something that you in particular are excited to eat when you get to eat the food at the place where you work.
Sure, I'm really excited to see a couple of these appetizers. We're offering a seared Hudson Valley Heritage pork belly. with naked flock braised red cabbage, pickled mustard seed, and an apple chip. And all of that is local, coming right out of the Hudson Valley. The pork belly is coming from a couple of farms. We get it either from Sir William in Kerryville or Sugar Hill Farm in Pine Plains. The apples are coming from the Hepworths. They're great customers of ours, and we love those ladies. They're wonderful to us. And Naked Flock, of course, is a cider from the Hudson Valley. I'm really excited to see that. That looks like a great dish. And then the Hudson Valley Deviled duck eggs, coming from Hudson Valley foie gras. We've picked up some of their foie gras, and we're mixing it in with a little bit of black truffle into the yolk and some aioli. And the duck eggs also are local from the Hudson Valley.
Well, that sounds pretty decadent, certainly. Yeah. My guest this afternoon, Andrew Thomas of Brasserie 292 in Poughkeepsie. They are participating in this year's, of course, Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which kicks off this Monday the 9th through the 22nd. Full list of participating restaurants, all the details, HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. Check out Brasserie292.com. You can see their menu and see what the place is all about. Something that Janet Croshaw of the Valley Table Magazine and myself recently spoke about is the kind of the rise that's been going on recently, certainly with breweries for a few years, and then also now with local distilleries. You don't have to, you know, you can get the local kale and the local arugula and all that stuff and the ducks and all, but now for cocktails and for beers and wines, there's a lot more options too. Being a brasserie, I did my Wikipedia research right before you got here, and brasserie comes from the word brewery.
Sure.
I'm thinking there's some interesting pairings that can go on there. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I always have local breweries and local wines and local spirits going all the time. I'm going to be offering some wine pairings. I've teamed up with Scott from Millbrook, and we have their Hudson Valley wines, their Hunt Country Red and their Chardonnay. We're going to be pouring those as pairings. And, you know, being my passion is in wine and beverage. And so with every dish, I'm going to have a pairing on tap. And if somebody's interested, I'll absolutely come up and talk it through with them.
People have been doing, I feel like wine pairings is something that a lot of people know about, but there are cocktail and beer pairings as well. That's something that I think has kind of risen in interest.
Absolutely. I think that there's a lot of beer and a lot of spirit and cocktails that can go with great food.
Yeah.
We're kind of known for our brown spirits and our Manhattans specifically, and our barrel-aged Manhattans.
Okay.
I have a great barrel program going on, and I always, Jess, my bartender, and I, we always mix up with the Manhattans, and we like to pair with a lot of our food. I think that whiskey in particular, whether it be white whiskey or, you know, bourbon, rye, regular whiskey, from the area is very good and pairs very well with our style of food.
Cool. Well, we're certainly looking forward to it. It's Hudson Valley Restaurant Week kicking off this Monday the 9th. You guys are closed on Monday, so you said, I think?
Yep, we're closed Mondays.
So you're going to be kicking off on Tuesday the 10th. Okay, but March 9th through the 22nd for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. It's 14 days. It's lunch, a prefix, lunch and dinner. Lunch for $20.95, dinners for $29.95. Are you guys doing both lunch and dinner?
Yes, we are. We're not doing dinner on Friday or Saturday night, but we're doing lunch Tuesday through Friday afternoon.
And what I always like to mention for people is that, you know, there's not a lot of advanced planning you need to do. You can just show up, but a lot of these places, like Brasserie 292 in this case, do get very busy during restaurant week.
Absolutely.
So it's best to make a reservation. If
absolutely.
You wanna,
we highly recommend it.
And it's HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com, Brasserie292.com. One last thing, actually, I want to squeeze in. You guys have something that you're sort of kicking off here for March. Is it during Restaurant Week? It's kind of a fundraiser, right?
Yes, we're doing a dessert competition for charity. We're encouraging people from all over the Hudson Valley to submit their favorite dessert recipes. And what we'll do with those...
So these are not recipes from Brasserie 292. These are their own.
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
Yep. Okay, great.
We want the community to be very involved. Submit to us your favorite recipes, and we'll whittle them down come April 1st, and we'll run a menu with our eight choices.
Okay.
And
those are the finalists.
The finalists, if you will. And people will come in and try those desserts and vote for their favorite either via social media, or we'll have voting ballots in the restaurant. And all of the proceeds from this kind of event or competition will go to the Miles of Hope Breast Cancer Foundation. And the winner will receive a $250 gift certificate from us. And we also have a little prize for a social media winner, but we'll keep that on the down low.
Okay. Well, it's a great cause, certainly, and a lot of fun, it sounds like, as well. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Andrew Thomas of Brasserie 292. Best of luck with Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, and hopefully we see you down the road.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's 98.1 KZE.